first time in 2024, it's time to talk motoring with our motoring guru, James Ward, the content director for drive.com.au. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, mate. It's nice to hear your voice again. Nice to be back on the airwaves.
It's great to have you back on the airwaves. And thank you once again for your contribution to the night shift on the Triple M network for this year, mate. We really enjoyed you last year. So, and we all learned something. And it's great to have you aboard. So thank you.
Well, that's all we can ask, isn't it? If you can learn something, we've made the day, made the world a better place.
James, it's a sad note that we talk on this morning, and that is the catastrophic 2023 road toll. More people died on roads in New South Wales, South Australia, and Victoria last year than in the year before. Last year's figures, 2023, has dragged up the national road death toll. South Australia recorded the highest increase in road deaths, up 64.8%, 117 deaths. The ACT recorded the largest decrease in road-related deaths. But we're still looking a lot better than we did back in the 1970s. And I guess introducing compulsory seatbelts, the introduction of random breath testing, speed cameras. Now we have cameras catching everything from seatbelts to picking your nose in the car using your mobile phone. And yet the road toll last year was not good. Question number one for you, James. The whiz-bangery that all modern cars have now, TV screens, touchpads, Bluetooth, internet, all that whiz-bangery, it's there to assist the driver, but is it, do you think, a distraction?
Well, this is the thing, right? I drive brand new cars all the time. I'm in different brand new cars all the time. I'm having to learn these new systems, but I'm also a cognizant driver. I'm paying attention. I'm aware of my surroundings, and as are a lot of drivers. I think to look at the technology, we could say that there are more distractions, but it's drivers letting themselves be distracted. It's letting themselves be complacent. It's not paying attention. And you can see that at in traffic speeds around the city. People are staring out the window. They're staring at their phones. They're not engaged with being drivers. So I think that's part of the problem. But one of the things, and we spoke about it a bit off air, there's a couple of stories going around with some of the data for this, and they're calling out that the data itself is not detailed enough to really begin to understand the cause of the problem. Because I think some of the anecdotal things that we've heard throughout the year is that while the total number of incidents is up, and apologies, I'm at the airport, you can hear announcements, but while the total number of incidents is up, the per capita of drivers, because we've got more people are coming back into the country after COVID, is that average really climbing in the same way? And then to what end and what people are the vulnerable people here? We saw more multi-casualty accidents last year where you've got five people in a car having a head-on collision with another five people in a car, and instead of two drivers being hospitalised, you've got an absolute tragedy happening there. So there's a lot of different things here, but I do believe people have become a bit too reliant on the technology. Then they're being complacent.
Yeah. Okay. So it's complacency. The technology is supposed to assist the driver, but you know full well, I bought Nikki a car, a Lexus NX 300 hybrid last year for a birthday. Mind you, she loves it, but gee whiz, it's the, just there's a book an inch thick just on the navigation. So, but anyway, that's just us. It's hard teaching old dogs new tricks. But you know, the brakes are better. There are more speed cameras around today, but there are also more cars. And the other interesting thing, James, is since COVID, the reportings of road rage have increased.
Oh, look, and that's it. I think we had that period where, you know, obviously a lot of people didn't drive, and then you've kind of been forced back into the world. No one gets retrained. No one sort of reevaluates their skill. People are always busy. You've got a far more aggressive road user base at the moment. You can see it happening. People are darting in and out. They're taking bigger risks. They're running red lights. You hear stories of, again, we talked about random breath testing, but you hear so many stories of drug-affected drivers. People are too tired. Mm. People are not taking driving for granted. And I think this is the thing. People are really not taking that sense of self-responsibility But to the same level, we need more data. We need more detailed understanding here because, to your point, safer cars, safer roads to many points, surely we should be doing things better. But if the data is going the wrong way, we'll look at more data to try and understand why. And I think that's where a lot of the road user groups are really trying to campaign.
I'm talking with James Ward, our motoring expert here on the Night Shift. He's the content director for drive.com.au. So, James, here's an interesting debate that's going on right now. There are road safety experts who are arguing that every single car that is registered from the end of this year, 2024, should be fitted with a dash cam. The argument is that, number one, it makes life a lot easier for police and the authorities to work out who did what in the case of a bingle. Two, it may lower insurance premiums if you can prove once and for all who was at fault. But here's the humdinger, James, and this is what I wanted to ask you about. If everybody driving knew that what they were doing was being recorded, if they knew their dash cam was going, because it would have to be, it would be compulsory, that plays on your mind and makes you a safer driver. Your thoughts?
Look, I think in one sense of this, and if you look at the airline safety thing, to have the black boxes and flight recorders and all that sort of stuff, to have this understanding and reportability if there is an incident, well, it does make a lot of sense. But then you've got the other layer of who's controlling this information and how is it being used? Because I think if we're all capturing each other doing things, well, who's to say that information and that data is not going to be used for improper purposes? And that's the real thing. So want to know that you can go for a drive and not, you know, have someone film you nonstop.
Okay. That's happening anyway. People with dash...
No, I know.
Okay. So, because there are dash cams now. They're saying make them compulsory. So the upside to me is that it would help sort out any discrepancy in the case of an accident, both for the insurance companies and for the police. And it would help the police. It would assist the police in making arrests or working out if charges should be laid or if not. But getting back to that third important point, if you knew that every move you were making was being recorded on your dash cam, would that make you a safer driver?
Look, I think, yes, there is a definite element here where it would make a difference. It would make it help. But then going back to the data question, and this is the one thing that's always hard. Are the people who are driving badly and perhaps involved with or causing accidents driving brand new cars and thus the ones fitted with dash cams? And that's kind of where we need to look because, again, if we're saying that this is for new cars moving forward, well, that's okay if you're going to go out and buy a new car and it comes with a dash cam and Bob's your uncle. But if someone in a 1994 Commodore speeds through an intersection and cleans you up, it doesn't help, does it? And I think there's still this sort of layer where people are saying, well, here's a solution that could help, but without really getting to the cause and the root cause of the problem of driver behaviour.
Okay.
And that's the
Okay, let's talk about cost because people will be screaming about this. How much is a bloody dash cam and why should I be forced to pay for this gadget? How much are they? Well, I mean, how much is the cheapest, most effective dash cam?
They're a couple of $100, so they're not an expensive item. And many cars, like if you look at Teslas, they're using the car's inbuilt cameras as dash cams already. So part of this is being integrated into modern cars anyway. So even the idea of saying they're compulsory, odds on if you're buying a new car, it's doing this already. The side of things, so there's definitely positives here that, to your point, will help solve incidents, even minor traffic kind of, you know, nose to tails and things like that. But I don't think this is, again, getting to the root cause of the problem. Why have we seen so many accidents happening? Where is this happening? What sort of user group is it happening with? What are the cars that it's happening in? How can we really seek to solve this? And I think we need to know more before we can solve more.
One more plus. If every car had a dash cam, would it also curb road rage, knowing you're being watched?
If every car had a dash cam, I want to be running the dash cam video site. Imagine all the video views of the funny things and things that you'd be caught. It's like funniest home videos happening again. But look, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. Yeah, I'm interested because we do see more and more and more people fitting these systems. And I do laugh sometimes that you see cars with dash cams in them driving badly. And it's like, are you even aware of what you're doing? Because you're running your dash cam, but it's proving that you're an idiot. And that's kind of, again, another layer that we need to look at. I think driver education, oh God, we mentioned it a lot last year. I think we should continue to talk about it this year because I know it's a hot topic for listeners. What can we do to make our roads better with better drivers?
James Ward from drive.com.au. Welcome back to the Night Shift for 2024. A good topic to get us started. I'd like to know what our listeners think. 133353. How would you feel if it was compulsory for every car to have a dash cam? Would it make our roads safer? Would it make us better drivers? Would it curb road rage? I'd love to know what our listeners have to say. James, I'll let you know what the feedback is and we'll talk next week.
I can't wait. We'll talk next week. And they're calling my plane.
There's your plane.
Timing.
There's your plane. See you, buddy.